still hang out there. Got a hole in my heart. Calm 528. We've got a 12:30 show. You know that this band ain't never late. Ain't never late.
Right, WMFO in Medford, as I said, that was new. Nervositas, Rock and Roll Your Heart Away. They have a full release coming up in, sometime this year, probably in a couple months, on Wicked Cool Records. I'm going to play three more, then I'll be up with Drew. This is a new one by a local band called Already Dead.
We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford. Just heard Bridge City Sinners, a song called Break the Chain. Before that, we heard Arrows of Athena, a song called Insanity, and Already Dead, new stuff by them, Spirit of Massachusetts. It's 8:15 WMFO in Medford. I'm here with Drew of Diabligato. How you doing, Drew?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. Before we get going, I said this to Drew off here before I get in here. This is a music show. I just basically talk music, but I am a diehard Celtic fan, and like they're the only team that I get passionate about in this town. I mean, I like the Patriots, I like the Red Sox. I don't really do hockey.
Everybody's got their team.
Yeah, nothing against hockey, but I don't watch hockey at all.
So. Yeah, right on.
But so I mean, they're my team. So wow, this past year, I mean, I'm so happy for Tatum and Brown just because they were getting hard the last few years. They were getting hard,
absolutely.
Close, not getting there.
Yeah.
And we got Danny Ainge brought those guys in. So props to him.
I didn't know that.
Yep. See, I'm going to give you the dirt. Yeah.
Drop it on me. Tell me what's happening.
Danny Ainge drafted them back to back years.
Sick.
So then we got Brad Stevens involved. You got your Derek White a couple years ago. But the big ones this year, obviously, with Drew Holiday and Porzingis. And so, you know, they had a total team effort. And they got one for Al. 17 years. Al Horford.
Yep.
Finally got his ring. So that was cool. And one more guy, I mean, Joe Mazzulla, the coach, talk about a guy that got a lot of heat. They were calling for his job sometimes during this year, never mind last year. But you win a title, I mean, that counts for something. I think you get...
I got to ask you, though, do you think that they threw the game before? Do you think they purposely did it?
I don't think they threw it, but there's a big
maybe they were paying up to like 100% though. Yeah, you know, they dialed it back.
Right, there's a big but here. I don't think they threw it, but once they went down, I think it was 20 at the half.
That's fair.
I mean, he pulled everyone out midway through the third quarter.
Yeah,
with Mazzulla, so he kind of ran up the white flag then.
Yeah,
and you know it worked out. I mean, they were 16-3 in the playoffs, which is. The 08 team that won it was 16-10. They dropped 10. They had like the first series once. They had 2 7-game series. So anyway, I got to get that off my chest because it meant a lot to me. But anyway, on to the music. Diabligato, is it 10 years?
10 years.
It's a long run for a band in today's modern scheme of things, right?
Right, everything moving so fast, so crazy.
How did 10 years,
man.
How'd you guys form?
It started up with Chuck and I. I've known Chuck for a really long time through other bands that we had played in, and I was a big fan of a band he was doing called Wicked Whiskey, and I just really liked his guitar playing because he has like it sounds like Chuck to me. Like whenever that's how Chuck sounds. You know what I mean? Like. I always like that with anybody I play music. Like I really like people to have like their own stamp in how they play. They don't need to know, you know, like crazy music theory, which is it's fine if you do. But I like if you've got your personality and how you play, I think is just incredible. So I've always wanted to do a band with Chuck. So just time had happened, and I was looking to do it finally. And I've always wanted to play this kind of music. So I played mostly like punk rock. So you know. I was like, I just want to shift gears and try something new.
Yeah.
And I've always been into this kind of music. So Chuck and I started it up. And as you know, we wrote some songs on acoustic together and it really started to work well. We're like, oh, this is awesome. Like, you know, let's get a band together.
Just the two of you at first.
Just
playing around. And
and then it was like, we were thinking about drummers and I immediately was like, oh, we got to get Jesse. He, you know, like he's perfect for this. You know, we didn't want it to sound like regular rockabilly because, you know, it's a little too white and just like it can get pretty monotonous at some times.
Yeah.
So we're always trying to kind of push it a little bit. But we thought Jesse was perfect because he's a power hitter.
Yeah.
Great guy. You know, knows all the car guys. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so does Chuck, too. But and then he brought in Johnny, the upright bass player. Because those two had swapped motors. Now, I don't know if that's a euphemism for anything, but they said they swapped motors, and that's how they knew each other. So they go, okay.
Talk about a unique style. Johnny with the upright bass, he spends half the show straddling it and standing on it. And
you got to enjoy playing, or else what are you doing?
Right? I'm like, does he ever topple over?
You know,
no, right?
I mean... I guess it's all a sense of perception. I think he does. But maybe, you know, he always lands on his feet. And, I'm still waiting for the day where he does not pull it off. And in 10 years, it has not happened yet.
And I remember, I'm a Jesse, obviously, from a huge Shake the Faith fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm no kid, so I go back to those days of Shake the Faith, the neighborhoods, the outlets, all those bands. And, they were, the Shake the Faith was one of the first few bands that I would look at in the Phoenix, back when the Phoenix was a paper, and you'd look and you'd see he was playing around on the weekends at the various clubs. And those were one of the three bands, like I said, the Hoods. The Outlets, I don't know if you know of the Outlets, but them and...
Rick Barton, I know very well.
Rick's been on a few times.
Ricky B.
Character.
Yeah, he is a character, him and his brother, man. Jesse and I talk about the Outlets a lot, and what, you know, it's also kind of one of the things that you can listen to them, and they're great, but at the time when that band came out, they were just like the perfect band for the perfect moment.
Yeah, I he is a front man, and Menahan were the two best front men I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They were incredible. So the band got going in 2014, and you say you've survived this long by kind of going at your own pace, going at your own...
Yeah, I mean, we all come from a background where we were in bands that were like, you know, like trying to make it, and, you know, you got to work really hard at this, and we're going to do it and do all this stuff. And then we quickly realized that we just didn't have that gas in our tanks for that anymore, because you'd all kind of done it with other projects and stuff. And even though we loved the music, and we were like, and we still do, and we, you know, we always think about what's a different way we can go play like Southern California, or like go back, you know, go to Tennessee or something. So we're looking for alternative ways to get out to stuff. But like, we didn't want to do touring. You know, it's hard to do that. We just stayed in a nice, you know, Northeast bubble.
Yeah.
And we're always pushing it as best we can, you know. Like, we got some offers for, like, Pennsylvania and, like, you know, all over the place. So we don't know how far we're going to get it going. But, yeah, we're all crazy. Our life is crazy. And we just wanted to have fun playing this music. And so we just kind of keep it going, again, like you said, at our own pace.
All right, man. I'm going to play a couple songs from Diablo Gato. And we'll get back and talk a bit more. This first one is Gasoline.
Yeah. ain't got no time to settle down. She's been rolling in love in overtime. Well, she told me so. She just wants to rock and roll.
She just wants to rock and roll, and Gasoline, both on Old Ghosts, the Old Ghosts release. So the music, do you write all the lyrics, Drew, or is that a team effort? Or
all the music is all a team effort.
Okay.
You know, I've always liked collaborative music. I can sit there and write a song by myself, but I've always found it that you got to get, everybody's got to get their, you know, mix in the soup or...
Mm.
You know, they're bottled into the something I just recently found out about called jungle juice. Because I never grew up with that.
I don't know what it is.
Basically, it's called cuckoo juice around here, I guess. Everybody puts a bottle of booze into a bunch of juice. So songwriting, same thing. You know, you just kind of, you know, everybody's got to throw their bottle in, you know.
What gives people the flexibility, too, to, you know, it's not like one guy saying you got to play this, you got to play that. They can have liberty to, play whatever they would. Like within a frame of a song, you know, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
And the lyrics, though, too, the lyrics are a group.
Same thing, yeah. We write it. Someone may have, like, a sentence or a line, or someone might have a whole thing written out. Jesse does a lot of the writing because he comes from a writing past. But, you know, like, or Chuck will say, I heard this line somewhere, it sounded cool, and we'll work. You know, we write it all out on a board in the practice
space.
People
might add.
And we just like, hey, that's a cool line, but can we say, how can we say that better or different? I don't know about this word works, you know, with the rhythm, you know, we meticulously comb through it.
That sounds unique to me.
Really?
Lyrically. Yeah. Like, I think a lot of times, like, bands might have, the other players would influence, you know, the guitar part, the drum part, the whatever instruments are involved, keyboards, whatever. But usually I think, like, someone writes the lyrics.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool that you do it like that. It's like
there are some songs though that are deeply personal,
right?
And like those were written by, like I have songs. There's like I think one or two songs on there that I have that are like super deeply personal songs that I wrote the lyrics for. But I explained that to the guys going in. You know, I didn't like just charge in like I'm doing this song.
Yeah,
like we, you know, yeah. It's like I had this idea and here's what I want to write it about and here's why. And they're like, oh, cool, man. And you know, we figured out.
They cut you some liberty. All right, Joss. We're not going to play with you. So, but it's a blend. The music, too, is a blend of like rock and rockabilly and punk. And is that, again, all you just the different genres that you guys all like? Or is you like one guy that's like a real rockabilly guy and another guy's a punk guy? Or do you all like all those
different blends? We all listen to all different kinds of music. I don't think that we ever wanted to Diablo guys being like, you know, I hate it. It sounds like artists. You never want to put yourself into a box. You want to be able to go wherever you feel like it needs to go. And so we just listen to the song and, you know, it goes where it needs to go. You know?
Yeah.
We don't like try to like, does that sound rockabilly enough or punk enough? Or like I feel like it needs to do this here.
Yeah.
You know, and we just go gear by gear until it feels right. And then we go back and do it 100 times over until we're satisfied with it.
Again, that's a cool approach. How about the name, Diablo Gato?
I wish I had some great story to tell you.
Most people don't. Most people don't.
I'll be real honest. Just Johnny, our bass player, said it at practice one day. He's like, you know, I just want to be a band called Diablo Gato. I think it looks cool.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, great. Well, I hate picking names for bands.
That made it easy for you.
Yeah. It's like, all right, thanks.
No resistance.
And anybody opposed? No? All right, that's the name. Great. Moving on.
It's usually like that with bands. There's usually not a whole lot to, you know, the name just comes out of thin air sometimes. Yeah. And it's not like some deep thought out process. That's probably why, because it's a pain in the ass to think of a band name. So if someone comes one, you're like,
it's the worst. It's the worst. I hate doing it. I hate coming up with band names, album titles, song titles. I really try to like pass the buck every time.
I remember when X came out.
Yeah,
they got killed for the name of the band X. It's like, who names the band X? Love the band.
Oh,
but
incredible.
But they got killed for. I've seen X a ton. I've seen John Doe a lot solo. Saw the Knitters, which was the Knitters.
Knitters,
The Knitters was it was Bone Breaking. John Doe, I don't think X seen it, but it was like a countryfied X. It was cool stuff, but I saw the Knitters.
Xzine did a record on Nitro Records with a group of people. I want to say one of the Misfits were in it.
It was
really weird. It was a really weird, like total Hollywood like band together, and she's part of it, but it's on Nitro Records. I can't even remember what it's called.
Wow.
Another weird thing. Yeah, there's weird stuff out there.
Yeah. I'm going to play more off of Old Ghost. I'm going to come back and talk about your latest single. We're going to talk about the show at the Porch coming up.
Awesome.
Third annual, right?
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back. WMFO in Medford.
Run!
Under influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, we just heard Jet Black Knight and Old Town. Jet Black Knight is a is one of your newer singles, I guess we can say, right?
Yeah, we can say that.
Is it a do you have a video for that, or don't you?
We do. It's up spot. On the YouTubes.
I'm on spot tonight. Even knew the other video. Yeah, so what went into the video?
We did. No, we had done, we have like a couple of videos with our buddy Sean. He's just so good at this. And, if he has the time and you're in a band looking to do it, I can't recommend him enough. There's this place in Waltham called the Doghouse. And we were, it's a nice little room studio there, usually used as a practice space, but. It's great for shooting video in because you can kind of control, the lighting and everything you want to do. And so we had done our first video with Sean, and that one's called Too Far Gone.
Yeah.
That's on Blank TV. I believe Jet Black Knight is as well. And so we wanted to do this a little crazier storyboard process. We did it kind of like by the numbers and here's the script idea. Here's what we had in mind and got some friends together, and it just worked out. And we're the basis is this: you have to do everything in the room and you have to shoot it in a day. The All editing right. and everything will happen afterwards, but everyone's busy. Everyone's got jobs. You know what I mean? So it's not like we can do this even for a few days. Like, we literally all right, we got 8 hours on a Saturday. Let's do this and get everything that we can think of for this, and then everything else after that is all post, so it's all the editing, any extra weird shots you can just kind of shoot around, but for everything in that room has to happen.
Yeah.
And we did the new video for Lost Highway. Is shot in the same room.
Really? Yeah. same restrictions. You had to get
same
it done.
Restrictions. You got to get it all all the shots have to be done in one day.
And then it's up to the other people to put it together and edit. And
which is all Sean. Yeah, Sean and Ben and thing. Frank. Just sitting there and doing all the meticulous, crazy, mad scientist work of putting it together and syncing it up and getting all the, edits and shots working.
Do you like the video process?
I love it with Sean, I will say. Mm-hmm. In general, in the past, I've never really had a good time being filmed. Especially when playing. And I guess it's just I'm not an egotist. I'm not ooh, attention, so it's always weird when you have a camera and you're lip syncing and you're doing all it feels weird.
I would imagine. Yeah.
And I've never, but with Sean put me in a place where I felt comfortable doing it. And he knows what a nerd I am, and I'm a huge cinephile. So I was like, oh, yeah, let's, and he loves a lot of the same stuff that the band does. So when I say references to him of things, he immediately picks up on it. So he really I love making videos with Sean, I will say.
He's your guy.
He's my guy. He's our guy.
If you make videos, it's going to be with him.
I hope so. I hope we do it again.
Yeah. Do you want to talk? Well, just talk about Lost Highway. I'm going to play that. But we can touch a bit on. Well, let's talk about Lou Rumbaugh Records.
Malibu Lou.
You, like everyone else, you've probably known Malibu Lou a long time.
I met Malibu Lou when I was in Lost City Angels, which was a really long time ago. And I have loved that man ever since.
Yeah, he's talk about an enthusiastic guy. And you can't get a better cheerleader for your music if you latch on to Rumbaugh.
He's amazing. You know, it's hard, I think, to find people like that, especially how... The landscape has changed so much, you know. But Lou is a true blue guy, and he's a listener, and he loves music, and he loves doing this stuff, and it's all just driven by his passion for music. And I always want to work with somebody like that.
Did he approach you about putting this out, Old Ghost?
You know, I don't know who approached who.
Just happened.
It was probably Jesse and him.
Yeah.
Talking about another band. And then we're like, oh, yeah, hey, we're also.
And Lou's probably like, hey, let me do this.
let me
put this out. And this is kind of an amalgam of a couple. The Old Ghost Things is a combination of a couple releases, an EP.
Lou was great about this. So we never officially released our first record or our first recordings that we did with Jack Younger at. Watch Studios, which was in Waltham, which I just saw the board going on, like, line for people like need to take care of it or something. That board is incredible. So whoever got that, I'm very jealous. Beautiful Neve board. But it is a collection of all the stuff that we did, all of those songs to tape. And we never released it all in one thing. It was like we released 10 songs on our own that we released ourselves. And then we had a couple 7-inches that we had. So... we're like, hey, Lou, would you be into just doing, like, all of that? You know what I mean? And, like, that's an official release. Like, we never went out. It never went out on another record label. So we just did it with him and just re-released it, I guess you would say.
And that must have been great for you they're out there now. Like, it's out. It's on an official release. It's out there now.
Because a lot of people had just really heard of us recently, too. We've been around for 10 years. Mm-hmm. But just over the last, like, I want to say 3 to 5 years, people are finding out about us for the first time. So
gaining
it's great
some traction.
Yeah, and that's been a huge part to, like, Michael Murata and Lou. You know, a lot of people working behind the scenes, behind the curtain for us. So, yeah, this is... I've never re-released stuff, but I guess...
It happens a lot. It happens a lot.
It's been going great, and it's awesome. Little Stevie Radio's been playing us, you know, and I'm like, oh, my God, what?
Yeah, that's definitely a Lou connection.
Yeah.
Stevie's on
You know, and it's, again, like... they're old stuff to us, but other people hadn't heard any of these things. They had, some people just heard the stuff we did with State Line, Mark Lynch.
Yeah.
You know, we did a vinyl release with him, you know? So
yeah, Mark's a great guy.
Yeah.
He was on this show long ago. I love physical products, so I'm going to ask you a weird question about the CD. Who designed, like, the CD
thing? Our magical wizard at the helm, that'd be our guy Chuck. He does
Chuck
all
does
the
that.
Artwork. Yeah, all the artwork for the t-shirts, all the artwork for the albums. It's all my man. Couldn't do it without him.
I'm going to play Lost Highway, and then we're going to come back and talk about the show.
All right.
Upcoming show. You play a few, but one particular we're going to talk about.
All right.
This is Lost Highway.
Destination into the unknown.
there you have it, Lost Highway by Diablo Gato. And got a big show coming out up at the Porch. And third annual, right?
That's right. It is our third annual party at Porch. It is Saturday, July 13th. It is all ages. It is from 1 to 5 p.m., so nice and early. There will be, you know, we do a lot of car shows, kind of, mm-hmm. but they're always out, like, you know, Western Mass or New Hampshire, like Rhode Island, you know, they're out there. This, we're kind of taking that vibe and wanted to do a small down family friendly version that was like as close to Boston as we could get. And Porch is just an awesome place to do it at.
Yeah.
It's a great Southern restaurant. The food there is incredible. They got a great drink menu there. The bar is wild. So yeah, we do this. We hang out all day. We got Diablo Gato is playing, but of course we got Screaming Rebel Angels, Diablo Gato, The Dogmatics, and Girl with a Hawk.
Yeah, I've seen, I've seen Screaming. Were they at the last Porch thing you did?
I believe so. We play a lot with them.
Okay, because I've definitely seen them.
Huge fans of Laura. She's incredible.
I've seen
them. She's just
an
amazing songwriter and performer, and she's helped us out a lot, and she's just, yeah, she's fantastic.
Must have been the Porch where I saw them with you.
Yeah.
But I don't think it was the Porch Fest, for lack of a better word. I think it was like, I get the impression it was a nighttime thing, but maybe not.
To go look back at all of our flyers.
Yeah. You get a lot of shows.
Or ask Jesse, he's not here, but he would know off the top of his head.
Third annual. And plenty of parking there too. Sometimes parking's an issue.
That's a really cool spot. There's outdoors, there's like, you know, nice places to walk around. If you got roller skates or you got one of those electrical skateboards, bring it on by.
And I did find a tune by them.
Oh, good.
But I'm gonna play the other bands that are gonna be there. Definitely worth going out. I think I've been to the last couple. I definitely have been to the last one. I don't know if I went to the first one. Something makes me think something was going on. I didn't go to the first one, but it was at the second annual for sure.
Right on. And, well, hopefully it won't rain, and it doesn't look like it is, so finally, one that doesn't rain outside.
That's right. The rain might have been one of the reasons that the first one, maybe didn't go to the first one. I think it was like, they were coming up like severe thunderstorms and all that crap, and
guys don't want to take
the second
nice
one wasn't bad. The second one wasn't bad.
No, none of them have been bad. They've all been great, and the owner of the restaurant loves it, so he's psyched, and he's always very supportive, and it's down by Wellington Station area.
Yeah,
it's $15 advance, $20 at the door. Check it out. We'll be blasting it all this week, I'm sure.
Yeah,
as we get closer and closer to it. But definitely come hang out.
I'm gonna play the bands before we let you get out of here. This one's called Heel Grinder.
Click clacks, letters on a dirty street. I'm all battered up. you want to be good, but you don't have to try so hard. Take to make you good enough, make you good enough. We're like a beast in a cage, everyone can feel your rage. Looking for a way to just be, looking for a way to get free. But there's a light in your eyes, says you don't wanna die. I know it must be terrible. Good. You're never good enough. What's it gonna take to make you?